Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you. I know it is the weekend recap with me here on Sports Overnight America. Andy Dorf, everybody, welcome in. So much to talk about. I can't wait to talk about this over the next few hours. Just absolutely excited to talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits, first and foremost. Get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com as well. Well, obviously, March Madness right around the corner. Conference tournaments have already begun. Obviously, the Big Ten. Wow. Michigan making a statement, man. Getting through not only Purdue, but getting through Michigan State. I think that they're an interesting team, to be honest with you. March Madness is literally right around the corner. So would love to talk to you about that. I love Virginia, too, by the way. That team plays defense. So much to get into in as far as college basketball goes. But NBA in full throttle as well, man. So I'd love to hear your thoughts about that. What are you thinking about the Cleveland Cavaliers' chances in the Eastern Conference? Toronto Raptors, maybe the best team in the Eastern Conference, to be honest with you. Playing really, really good basketball at this point. Boston a little bit up and down as of late in the Western Conference. Holy cow. Holy cow, man. Just really, really cool what's gone on there over the last week or 10 days or so. You had Portland in 8th place, 7th place, 6th place. Now they're in 3rd place. Just unbelievable, the movement. San Antonio, those guys moved down a little bit. So just crazy things going on in the NBA. It's a little bit more evened up, if you will, this year. And Houston, what can we say about them? Just playing really fantastic, pushing the Golden State Warriors so that they're not able to take a break right now, man. Like, they can't slow down. They can't take their foot off the gas. They know that the Houston Rockets might have the best record in all of the NBA. So just really cool stuff. And believe me, I'll get to so many things going on in the sports world and baseball, too, for all you baseball people, man. It's underway, as we know. And I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause, but very excited about talking the sports world with you here on the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Forced himself to alter that shot. Should have tried to get the foul.
Lonzo thought about it. Charging down the lane. Ingram had some room. Step back out for Lonzo. Hit it with threes the other night, and that one is perfect.
Doesn't look to shoot often, but he's improved his confidence from behind the arc.
At Staples Center. They're trying to run again. Lonzo, another three. Yep. Lonzo Ball, and the Lakers have hit their 8th 3.
On this well, or did you think it was certain to work?
I thought it was going to be...
Oh, man, hard. Oh, he stared at Wesley Johnson, and then he hits a three. Wow. He put him on the deck, and then he hesitated. Stared at him for a few seconds. My goodness.
I lost my train of thought, man.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Woo, it's going to be good.
That's right, it is going to be good. Welcome back in, everybody. I am Andy Dorf. Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. So, obviously, hearing those clips, we're going to be talking some NBA. And by the way, thanks to NBA.com for the clips. And when you look at the standings right now, again, man, if you think the NBA is boring, call me and let's talk about something else. And appreciate you people on Facebook watching. By the way, it's public. All you got to do is search for Andy Dorf. All you listening to me on SB Nation Radio, Sirius XM, wherever you're listening, however you're listening, let's talk sports. Let's get into this. Are you a March Madness person? I am. I love March Madness. Baseball, obviously, look, man, as you know, you hear it in the intro. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. So baseball is right in my backyard. So we can obviously talk baseball. D-back fan is probably heartbroken right now. Just lost that guy, J.D. Martinez, who was a huge piece to that offense. Made them contenders, to be honest with you. Going to be tough. Going to be really tough to figure out how to fill that void. A lot of player movement in Major League Baseball. I think what the Yankees did, and again, I'm going off on a tangent here, like I always do, but I want to get this off my head real quick, and then I'll jump back into the NBA. But when you look at the New York Yankees and the makeup, Yeah, let me tell you what. That offensive lineup is going to be a force. Going to be a force to be reckoned with. But I think they need to figure out what they're going to do with Stanton, because if you did not see what he did in the outfield, he struggled really badly. And you can hide that by maybe putting him at DH, obviously. But they do have to experiment and kind of figure things out. But I think that lineup is, it's unbelievable. So they're going to be good. We all know that. And believe me, we can talk baseball. I love baseball. But I do want to talk some NBA. 1-800-878-7529. UFC is too good too, man. We can talk UFC. Christina, Peter, those of you that are watching on Facebook Live, like I said, you can always share the video. You can always just go check it out on Facebook. Just type in my name, Andy Dorf. It's public. So all you people can check it out. And I will read your comments too, by the way. I'll read your comments if they make sense. Christina poking in and poking. And she's got some good thoughts, by the way. She wants to talk UFC. What did I think of Chris Cyborg? Look, man. You got to love those UFC people. You got to love those people. You want to know why? Because they are masters of what they do. They're masters of their craft. And if you slip up for a moment, it's going to be lights out. Because they're just too damn good. Too damn good. That if you give them a moment or an opportunity, they seize that. They seize it, man. And that's what I love about sports in general. I'm going to tell you a story, and this is what's going to make the NBA a little bit more interesting for you. And I appreciate those comments. I really appreciate those comments from Christina on Facebook Live. UFC is fun. It's very fun. I love that game. But this is what I watched when I watched the Philadelphia 76ers playing the Milwaukee Bucks. On Sunday evening, the game was. The Milwaukee Bucks wind up winning the basketball game 118-110. But that's not the story, man. That's not the story, people. The story is this. The story is this. The Milwaukee Bucks had to come back in this basketball game several times. But when I tell you the amount, the deficit that they came back from a couple times in the game. And Peter has some good comments too. What do you think of Michigan basketball and their chances in the NCAA tournament? Well, you got to like what you saw after seeing them beat Purdue and Michigan State in the Big Ten tourney. You got to like that. You got to like it. And they may be poised for a run. They really may be poised for a run. Let me get back to the Bucks and the Sixers. Not once, but twice, those Milwaukee Bucks came back from deficits. One time, 20 points in the first half. They get it down to 12 going into the halftime. So you're thinking, okay, you got a run. You got a shot. What happens in the third quarter? Well, in the third quarter, once again, they struggle. And they wind up going down by 19 points. Okay. So, and here's what I'm trying to tell you. 48 minutes? That's a long time to be able to maintain a lead. And I don't care how big it is. Because the Bucks not only came back once, but they came back twice from 20 down once in the first half, getting it to 12, going down 19 in the third quarter, cutting that lead in the third quarter before that was over and done with, making it a closer ballgame, and then taking the lead and then never relinquishing the lead in the fourth quarter once they had it. So, and I'll tell you what, I love the addition of Eric Bledsoe to the Milwaukee Bucks. I think he has been a fantastic addition. The dude makes plays, and he has a guy who he knows in Giannis Antetokounmpo, who can flat out ball. And all you got to do when you have a player like that is get him the ball in a position where he has an opportunity to make things happen. Giannis's stat line. Let me throw this at you, people. Yes, I am from the great state of Wisconsin, by the way, you people that are watching on Facebook Live. Again, man, check me out. Facebook Live, Andy Dorf, it's public right now. Share the video, you people that are watching. Schwann, man, what's up, Andrew? How you doing? I am from the great state of Wisconsin. But I'm also very objective because they got a long way to go. They're not winning anything, okay? They are not winning anything this year. But they do have a player that's absolutely special, dynamic, whatever you want to call him, man. This guy is one of a kind. 35, 7 assists, 9 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, 4 turnovers. I mean, he gives you a little bit of everything. He really does. The guy is special, man. The guy is special. And you know what? They just got to keep learning to play with each other. Keep learning to play with each other. They'll get better. They'll get better. I think on the way out, we're going to have some Bledsoe to Antetokounmpo. And enjoy it, people. Enjoy it. And let's talk sports. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Whatever's on your mind, man, it's on my mind. It is the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Bledsoe, great play to take it away from Wilson. Chandler in the Giannis on the finish. Bledsoe just popped it up there for him. Set that one on the tee.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Wondering why I didn't hear a whistle. Parker Robinson, he went to the left hand and hammered it down.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, that is my name. Yep, give me a call. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, people. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. That was a pretty cool clip because of this. Again, man, if you don't know, if you can't tell, yes, I like the Milwaukee Bucks. Yes, I like the Green Bay Packers. I'm not going to hide it. I'm from the great state of Wisconsin. Live in Phoenix, Arizona, man. That's where I reside. That's where I live now. You can get at me from wherever you are. Vegas. I know we got people listening to me in Vegas. I know I got people listening to me in Dallas. I got people in Houston. I got people all over the place. West Virginia. You name it, man. So I know you are out there. I know you want to talk sports with me. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Represent, man. Talk to me about your team. Let's do this. But I want to get to that clip a little bit. Jabari Parker, that's my man, by the way, who called it on the clip. That was Jim Paschke making the call. Jim Paschke, one of my good friends, by the way, real good buddy of mine. So I appreciate NBA.com for those clips that you're hearing. But the truth is this, man. Truth is this. Jabari Parker has come back from not one, but two ACL tears in the same freaking knee, man. Guy put in 21 minutes of work tonight. Or on Sunday, I should say. Last night, whatever it is for you. 3 of 5 from three-point land. Missed a couple free throws, and by the way, I watched them. Just kind of rushed them. Just rushed those. 7 rebounds. Gives you a couple assists, couple steals. 13 points. Very efficient. That's my point. I'll tell you what, Zeller, man, oh, man. It all kind of happened when Zeller was in the game and when Jay Terry was in the game. JT, man, that dude is still putting in work. Dude is still putting in work. But Zeller's been a nice addition, and that's one of those that kind of went under the radar. But I love me some Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Love that cat. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable dude. Guy's great. So I don't think they're going anywhere, by the way, people. So don't think I'm that kind of guy. I don't think the Milwaukee Bucks are going anywhere. It's Toronto. It's Boston. It's probably Cleveland. But they're interesting, too. I don't know if they figure it out. I just don't know if they figure it out. So that kind of leaves the door open for Toronto. Leaves the door open for Cleveland just a little bit. I'm sorry. Boston. And we know now that Hayward not coming back for them, by the way, too. I think that's a smart move. Smart move. So I think the Eastern Conference is interesting. Western Conference is really interesting. I don't care. You can tell me that the NBA is boring. You can tell me that. But the truth is it's a little bit more exciting this season than it has been. Because in the recent years, it's been very simple to say, oh, it's going to be Cleveland playing Golden State. But with the way that Cleveland is playing, it's realistic, people, that Toronto could get out or Boston could get out. And I don't think they get out, but Washington could give people fits. I don't think the 76ers, the Bucks, Miami, they're not going anywhere. Indiana, they're not going anywhere. They're there. They're in the mix. But it's really between Toronto, Boston, and Cleveland, and I'll give Washington a little bit of a chance because what they've done without John Wall has been remarkable. So another comment here about Aaron Rodgers on the Facebook Live, by the way. You can always check that out. Believe me, check it out. Andy Dorf. I'm public right now. I'm live. Aaron Rodgers needs to prove he recovered from his injury to get a nickel more. Okay, well, I get it. I get it. But you know what? He's the best. He's the best player in the game. He's the best player in the game, people. 1-800-878-7529. You can always get at me. We can talk about whatever's on your mind. We can always talk NFL, man. Combine. We can talk it, people. There's plenty to talk about there. Where does Kirk Cousins wind up? Who do the Arizona Cardinals wind up picking up at quarterback? I mean, when are they going to do that, man? Do you think the urgency is there yet or what? You were one of the late people to get yourself a coach, so why not get yourself a quarterback here pretty soon? And do I have a caller? Do I have Eric, by the way? Oh, okay, I didn't know. Okay, we got Eric, man. Let's jump out to Eric. I have no idea, man. I just got kind of caught up in my world of talking sports, Eric. My bad, bro.
I love it. Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, man?
First time I ever heard your show, man.
Thank you, bro. Thanks for listening, man. Where you at?
I'm rolling in Gilbert, Arizona. I'm from Chicago.
Well, very nice. Hey, Eric, you know you can always catch me, by the way, just so you know, locally in Phoenix, Arizona, too, man. NBC Sports Radio, okay? You can always check me out there. NBC Sports Radio, 9 to 11 a.m., Monday through Friday, brother.
I got you, man. I'm going to listen to that. I actually got a friend who did a radio show on there yesterday on that same station out here.
I heard you talking about it, man.
I tell you, isn't this an incredible hotbed for sports, being out in AZ, being from the Midwest?
Absolutely, hey, bro. So, Chi-Town, man, are you a big Cubs fan or what?
I am actually a diehard Cubs fan. I'm a Southsider, but I'm a Cubs fan. And it's incredible, man. I tell you, lately, being out in AZ, getting to enjoy all the spring training. I've been out here 3 years only. I don't know how long you've been out here, but I've been out here 3 years.
A little bit over 20, man.
Ah, man, good for you, man. God bless you. That's great. I tell you what. I heard you talking, man. I went to the grocery store tonight to grab some milk and run into Brian Urlacher grabbing milk.
You know what, man? That's the way it is out here, bro.
Dude, I text all my buddies back home like, you guys don't even understand, you know? Like, crazy. All I did was go to grab a gallon of milk and some butter, and there I am talking to an HOF.
Unbelievable, bro.
You know, got to talk to him for a couple minutes, man. He was just awesome. He was just awesome, man. It's so incredible the opportunities that we have out here as Midwestern sports people. I'm 43 years old. I grew up my whole life loving Bears, Bulls, Cubs, hating the Sox, but still respect the game. And got to come out here and be around all these players. And it's just, and you meet these guys, man, and these guys are great. And they're so different, removed from the game than they were when they were part of the game. And it's an incredible opportunity we have out here to be surrounded by these guys and get to and even spend some time with them when you got to see them doing their thing on the field. And I know you feel that because you were in the Midwest. And I got a lot of friends who are from here and don't understand that concept of the way we're so connected with sports as a, it's such a mainstream of what we did day to day in the Midwest. And then you get to come out here and rub shoulders, rub elbows with these guys, and it's just unbelievable, you know?
No, man, you're preaching the truth, man. And you know what? It's interesting. You're from Chi-Town. I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, and more importantly, really, I grew up in Milwaukee, or a suburb of, bro. So, sure. You know, hey, look, I love those years of watching Michael Jordan break my Milwaukee Bucks hearts, bro. I mean, that guy was the greatest. No. And you and I are right around the same age, man. So it's kind of cool. I know you can relate. That guy was just unbelievable. The guy was fantastic. I loved watching his greatness. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I think it's interesting how nowadays we have so many people that just love to hate on people when they do things that are so great, like the Tom Brady's of the world, the LeBron James's of the world. The times that they can get their teams to the pinnacle of their sport, the amounts of times that they can do that, there's just something to be said for that. And to me, man, yes, you have to win them. And what Michael did was incredible, obviously, bro. Nobody can take that away from him. And the truth is he was the greatest of his era. LeBron is the greatest of his era, and so on and so forth. And I just hate it when people try to put that argument in a really weird light and you compare everybody. Don't compare everybody, man. They were all great in their eras. And you know what? They'd all be great in any era, right?
Right, 100%.
100%. Yo, man. Hey, man, I really appreciate your call. What are you thinking? Cubs make another trip to the playoffs again? What do you think, bro?
Man, I tell you, before they got you, I didn't know. I thought we were just sitting back in the cut waiting for Bryce Harper for next year. But when they made that move to get you, it showed me Theo was thought something differently, man. I think maybe we can make another run this year. Obviously, Houston and the Yankees are going to be tough, but I think we can get out of the NL. Obviously, the Dodgers, but I feel better than I did last year. You know, obviously, off winning it, it's hard to repeat. So I kind of, this last year, I was more of a supporter than thinking that we were going to do anything. But I think maybe 18, it could happen. I don't know. You know, I'm optimistic. But as a Cubs fan, I guess, you know, optimism's not really been our strong word, you know, for the most part, but.
Hey, brother, I appreciate the call, man. You got to keep listening to me on Sunday nights,
I will,
late
man,
night.
For sure.
And then obviously the local show in Phoenix, Arizona, too, brother. 9 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, NBC Sports Radio, bro.
Okay. Go down, man. For sure. I appreciate it, man. Good luck to you, bro.
Great stuff, man. Eric, man, a Chicagoan, man. Gotta love those guys, man. See, I don't hate anybody, man. That's the difference about me, man. I just love sports fans. I don't care about Chicago-Milwaukee rivalries, man. I can appreciate. I love it, bro. Anyways, I know I gotta take a break. It's the, man, sports. Love them. Anyways, Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Go to mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio now. Select your target species, select your subscription length, get your mystery tackle box delivered, and catch more fish. It's that easy. They offer 7 different species and monthly to 12-month subscriptions, plus gift subscriptions that are perfect for any angler. Not only will you discover new lures and save up to 40% off retail prices, but Mystery Tackle Box also produces amazing content on their blog, social media, and YouTube channel to help make you a better, more well-rounded angler. And we've partnered with them to get you all a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Visit mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio to learn more and subscribe. That's mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio.
.5 seconds near end line, up top to Green, bobbles, turns it over to Chioza. He wisely throws it ahead for no one. The horn hits, booze chorus down, and the Gators win their 4th victory in Rupp in the last 20 years as they take down Kentucky 66-64.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. Let's talk sports. 1-800-878-7529. What's on your mind? Do you like March Madness? I do. I love March Madness. It's the greatest tournament we have. Absolutely the greatest tournament we have. And then I'll be honest with you. The NHL hockey playoffs might be the second best thing that we have going on. Those games are crazy. Absolutely crazy. NBA playoffs, pretty predictable. Pretty predictable, man. Major League Baseball, it's somewhat predictable, too. Whoever has the biggest payroll winds up getting pretty much the furthest. It's just the way it works. March Madness, though? That is anybody's ballgame. Anybody's ballgame. And I love these people that are on Facebook Live, by the way. It's Facebook Live. You can catch me. Facebook Live, Andy Dorf. Look me up. It's public. Great questions from a lot of the people here locally in Phoenix. Bridgewater, look, I like Teddy Bridgewater too. I think he can play. I like him. And the question is from Christina asking me about Teddy Bridgewater. Should he be an option for the Arizona Cardinals? I like the guy. He can play. Can he stay healthy? That's the question. That's what is the major holdup. Case Keenum, the question is, can he put a couple good years in a row? The question about Sam Bradford, again, injuries, is he really that good anyway? I don't know. And then they're putting Kirk Cousins in the mix there too. I mean, if you ask me, I think they have a quarterback there, so they wouldn't necessarily need to get a Kirk Cousins. But everybody is crazy about getting the next big thing. I don't know. But getting into March Madness, what an amazing tournament. What an amazing tournament. And I think this year is going to be even better. When you think about what has happened, what has transpired, Sean Miller right down the road in Tucson, people. And the truth is what happened there, man? What happened? I think I'm more confused now than I ever was. I think we all can kind of agree that there has been a little bit of shadiness going on in college sports for a long, long time. And the NCAA is tricky. You love them, you hate them. You probably hate them more so than you love them. People are upset, you know, that they profit a ton on obviously young individuals. I know, I get it, I understand. And you can look at it and you can dissect it however you want to dissect it. People think they should be getting paid actual money. I think student athletes are getting paid to a certain degree. They're going to ultimately they're going and getting a college education. And it's not costing them money. They're getting a scholarship to do that. So is the university maybe making millions? Maybe. But how many people are they not making millions on? Again, man, you can twist this stuff however you want to twist it, people. And every story that you have one side, there's another story on the other side. But I really think that they do need to figure things out. Because I think that we are naive if we don't think that a young man in a position where they haven't been fortunate for a lot of their life to not take a bribe, or maybe their mother or their father not to take a bribe and take some cash or take a car or take a house, whatever it is. Like, it's really not beyond people, man. And for you to think that you're naive. And so really what I'm getting at here is either Sean Miller is one hell of a liar, or he was telling the truth, man, and whoever brought this up is like so wrong on this one. And I don't understand how you have a guy on wiretape and then you don't have a guy on wiretape. Like, come on, people. Talk to me. Tell me. Explain this to me, please. Another question here on Facebook Live, by the way. Andy Dorf, you can check me out there if you're sitting around your computer. Do you think college basketball, college players should be compensated? I guess I'm answering the question. I think they are compensated, I guess. If I haven't answered the question, I think they are compensated. Are they compensated in the best possible way? I don't know. Hey, let's jump out. Again, man, sometimes I get just caught up talking sports, people. I love talking sports. 1-800-878-7529. I know you love talking sports, too. And truth be told, I do this because I want to talk to you, the fan. So let's jump out to Mike in Virginia, man. Mike in Virginia, Andy Dorf, it's the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America, brother. What's on your mind, man?
Andy, you know it's my time of the year, March Madness. I love college basketball. Do you, brother?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Come on. There's no better time of year, brother.
And I'm looking for a rematch. You know, I mentioned the other night, but, you know, I ain't going to mention this. But, you know, my Virginia team is playing decent ball. It's about darn time. We're the underdogs. You know what? We might just kick ass this year. Sure, Villanova is a favorite. But you know what? I'm watching the recap of the Notre Dame game. Notre Dame, what's the name? Good gosh, I got a buzz.
From Notre Dame?
Yeah, Notre Dame got the main player back after missing 14 games.
Oh,
and
Coulson?
I tell you what.
Coulson?
Yeah, that's him, man. It shows you I got a buzz. I'll tell you what.
Hey, don't worry, brother. I got you covered, man.
You know, Notre Dame, you got to feel sorry for them because, damn, if they could kick ass, you know, they did a couple years ago, they kicked our ass. But, you know, damn, the thing about it is it looks good, man. I mean, who do you like in college? I mean, can you bring some college basketball, big dog?
Hey, let me tell you this, brother. Your Virginia team, okay, first and foremost, as you know as well as I do, as well as everybody in the country or anybody that doesn't know, in case you don't watch college basketball, that team can play defense like nobody's business, bro. You do have some guys that can score. So, you know, Hall's a pretty good player, dude. I like that kid. Wilkins, he puts in a lot of minutes for you guys. Jerome puts in some minutes, man. So you got some talented players. You got some kids that come off the bench. I'm interested to see – you know, how deep you're going to go, because I think if there is one weakness, you guys do lack a little bit of depth, my friend. Not too many people come off that bench. And that to me is something to watch March Madness when the games are a little bit closer together, obviously. But dude, you can't take anything away from Virginia. That's a good basketball team, man. So I like your chances. I'll be honest with you, man. I like yours. Villanova, that's another good team. But, you know, every time I watch Villanova, man, it seems like every game they play is a lot closer than it should be. And for some reason, they pull them out more often than not. Don't get me wrong, but – do they wind up choking in March Madness? Maybe. You know, it's weird. I kind of like Kansas to a certain degree, brother, because they were a team that wasn't supposed to be that good. They kind of went through their early season problems, but they've really figured it out. And Bill Self, man, what a job that guy's done. You got to think he's done a great job. Dookie V, brother, you got to like Dookie V, too, with that mix of players they got, man. They got a an unbelievable kid from out here in Phoenix, Arizona, where I live, man. Marvin Bagley, dude, that guy can absolutely flat out play. And I think Duke is a team that you obviously got to watch out for March Madness. So, but truth be told, man, Mike, I'll tell you what, man, there's so much adversity right now in college basketball. So I'll tell you what, brother. I think anybody can win, man. I think there's like 15 teams that seriously could get the job done come March Madness, man.
What did you think about Michigan dominating Michigan State for the second time in a row yesterday? I mean, Michigan looks like a sleeper team to me, big time.
Yeah, big, impressive. Yeah, impressive, brother. Good call on that one. What about the likes of a Cincinnati too, man? They're another team. They got some nasty dogs, dude. They like to play defense. They get down Wichita State. That was a great basketball game that those two teams played. But I agree with you, man. Michigan is coming together at the right time, man. So, hey, bro, March Madness, man. I mean, honestly, brother, is there a better tournament in your mind, yes or no?
Cincinnati looks like a sleeper, like you say, like Michigan. I tell you, I look like him to go deep. And, you know, it's interesting, but, you know, everybody's thinking Villanova and Virginia. It could be, but I'm looking, I hope we play Michigan State. Michigan State is not what I thought. You know, last year, can I tell the truth? Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Good Lord, Gonzaga, I had no idea they were as good a team as they were, but they didn't have a bench. Virginia does have a little bit of a bench. But, I mean, you know, it's going to be interesting. Who's your sleeper team? Do you have any sleepers this year?
Look, man, I mean, is Gonzaga really considered a sleeper at this point? You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily consider them a sleeper at this point. You know, Arizona, maybe they have a run in them, man, with all the nonsense that's gone on, obviously with the Sean Miller deal there, talking about $100,000 to get Ayton to University of Arizona. He comes on strong as a bull, man, to be honest with you, denying it. So either he's one hell of a liar or he's telling the truth. And, you know, this guy from ESPN just has a history of obviously making calls like this. And you know what, sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong, and when you're wrong in a case like this, bro, this is defamation of a guy's character. But maybe Arizona's got a little bit of a run in them. I really like the makeup from them. I don't think I like Kentucky this year, just because I feel like they've been just undisciplined all season long. But I guess a somewhat of a sleeper, man, I'll go with the University of Arizona, man. Those Wildcats, as they're down a little bit. And let's not forget, I don't think Xavier's a sleeper either, bro, but they could get it done, man. Again, Duke could get it done. Purdue, even though they lost, they got decent talent, man. North Carolina, they're there. Cincinnati, man, there's a handful of teams, man. There's really a handful of teams. Mike, how you listening to me tonight, brother?
I'm listening on Sirius Satellite, watching the replay of the game, multi-diversity. Let me ask you a question. Do you think Izzo is going to keep his job or not? Do you think he'll switch teams?
Wait, who was that?
Tom Izzo. Do you think he'll stay at Michigan State?
Whew, man, that's a great question. And again, man, I appreciate the conversation from you, Mike, in Virginia. Listen to me on Sirius XM. I love it, bro. I love it. Hey, listen, man, you know what? Michigan State, you got to give them credit, bro. You have to give them credit, people. Tom Izzo somehow, some way, kept that together when all the stuff that was going on with them at Michigan State, man. You think about the sex scandal stuff going on there with the football squad. You think about the Larry Nassar stuff, man. Honestly, I give Tom Izzo nothing but big props. Big props,
dude.
Florida
kicked Kentucky's ass. So I'm just throwing that out there for a sleeper. When Florida won 2 years ago, you know, I picked them to win. But I tell you what, it's just going to be interesting to see if the top teams like Cincinnati and Xavier, you know, everybody else, of course,
agree,
can do
man.
A darn thing. But it's all about the brackets. You know that, baby. Hey, love your show, pal.
Thank you, brother. Have a great night, Mike. I love thoughts and opinions from all my my fans, man, and the listeners. Look, you don't have to agree with me, people. We can always agree to disagree. Honestly, we can agree to disagree, but let's talk about the sports world because there's so much to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at me on Twitter. Follow me there, too. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com, and always check out my local show in Phoenix, Arizona, there, too. 9 to 11 a.m., Monday through Friday. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. It is the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf.
Final 5 seconds. And Ohio State knocks off number one.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Love daily fantasy, but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The last aim on the inbound. Or just throw it up at the rim and tell DeAndre to go get it.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. Man, oh, man, just so much to talk about in the sports world. As we all know, it goes by so quickly. You know I love talking to you people. You can always get at me on Twitter. Let's continue the conversation, as you know. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. That's the way you can get me there. Check out the website, too, by the way. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can always catch me live every Sunday, maybe Monday, whatever it is in your world, wherever you are. But I do start live 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. Pacific Time, midnight Central Time, and then obviously 1 a.m. Eastern Time every Sunday into your Monday, like I said, or wherever it is, whatever time it is in your world. I love talking sports to you, man. I love talking. You can always catch the Dorf on Sports Radio Show, too. That's Sunday mornings, 9 to 11 Pacific Time as well. You can always check out the local show. It's Dorf on Sports, 9 to 11 on NBC Sports Radio. Man, oh, man, just so much to talk about, like I said, people. Not enough time to get into it, obviously, for Scott, for my callers, man. I love you people. That's who I love the most. I love my callers, man. Keep calling me at 1-800-878-7529. But anyways, got to say peace. Got to say out of here. We'll be back at you, like I said, next week. And then we'll be talking to you on the Weekend Recap right here with my man Scott, the Dorf Man, Andy Dorf, and yes, Sports Overnight America.